You thought it was going to be The Mandalorian. Last week I said that I was doing my first episode on a Disney Plus show. I didn't say what show. I could have picked a few options, right? Could have picked whatever. I could have even, you know, whatever. But I chose Encore, which, you know, some people might question. But I was, my senior year, I was involved in high school theater. And I guess, you know, the theater bug got me again. And I wanted to do my first Disney Plus review, or whatever you call the show. Whatever, I don't even know. On Encore. And trivia, as we're about to get into, is all about Kristen Bell, who is the producer and the show opener for Encore. So let's get into Kristen Bell trivia. Question one. What state was Kristen born in? Question two. Kristen won the lead role in her high school's adaptation of what popular book? What popular book? Should I give you options? I'll give you a hint. I made a game about this book. People that follow me. Question three. Kristen left home after high school to study theater in New York. What school did she attend there? Question one, the Juilliard School at Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts. Tisch School of Arts at New York University. Option three, the School of Arts at Columbia University. And option four, American Academy of Dramatic Arts. Which one? Which one? Sadly, I know the answer, which is weird. Question four. Kristen once broke both of her wrists playing what sport? She's from Michigan. Question five. Kristen Bell has... Oh, this is true or false. True or false? True or false? Every year, PETA does the world's sexiest vegetarian, which, you know, People Magazine does the... I think that... Is it People? World's Sexiest Man, or whatever. You know all that stuff. Has Kristen Bell won PETA's World's Sexiest Vegetarian ever? Question six. Kristen's breakout role was as a teenage detective in the title role of what popular UPN show? UPN. You don't hear that much money anymore. UPN. Question seven. Kristen moved from teenage detective to play a troubled young girl with special abilities. In what popular NBC show did Kristen Bell play Elle Bishop, a girl with the ability to generate and manipulate electricity? Huh? Anybody know? NBC? NBC? Is there a hint there? Question eight. One of Kristen's starring roles in a feature film was in a 2008 romantic comedy by Judd Apatow. What film did Kristen play the title role? I wouldn't call it a title role, though. You know? Anyway. Question nine. Kristen has done several voiceover roles. One included her role as the narrator on a popular CW show. And now my wife knows the answer to this one. For what teen-oriented CW show does Kristen act as the show's narrator? Anybody? Bueller? Question 10. The versatile Kristen Bell has done voice voice work for a popular video game series, Liquid Gamer fans. In what game series does Kristen voice a genetic memory researcher who helps the main protagonist? Anybody? Answers to come after the meat of the program, which is coming up right now. Me oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine. Sorry, we're doing a show about Encore, which none of you have watched. What is wrong with you? Disney Plus had a few shows come out in the very beginning, right? In the very start of it. And Encore was one of those shows. Produced by Kristen Bell, which we just had the questions for the trivia on. She does a little opening, giving some backstory around what the episode's all about. And, I mean, how do you not like this show? It's like a little bit of musical, a little bit of reality television. I know a lot of you don't like reality television, and I'm okay with that. I don't necessarily like it either. I do tend to watch House Hunters right before bed, just to relax my mind. You know, I stream shows, you know, after the kids go to bed, and my wife comes down, and then we, you know, have some wine or nachos or both, and we just stream whatever we feel like watching, be it a network show or a Netflix original show. We never watch movies. Movies are more for like a parent's night out situation. So we don't watch a lot of movies. We tend to kind of, you know, mold into TV shows and try to get involved. So we have a long-running experience together. Movies are just kind of a wham-bam thing, you know? So, movies might be better for the theater, if you can afford it. But TV shows, yeah, that's a win-win. Hours and hours of entertainment. Together. And Encore was one of those shows I was like, okay, yeah, I like musicals, but it's kind of like, I'm not very open about that. But as comparing this show to, you know, the most popular shows on Rotten Tomatoes right now. The most popular shows on Rotten Tomatoes right now, as far as, like, people submitting reviews. The Crown at 91%, 80% at His Dark Materials, Watchmen, which I think it was the same when I did that episode. 90% The Mandalorian. You come into Encore Season 1... 15 ratings at a 60% tomato meter. 60%, you say? But then you look at the audience score, which is 89%. So when you make a show, or you make a whatever, who are you doing it for? Especially reality shows. Are you doing it for the critics? Are you doing it for real people, you know? My guess is you're doing it for real people, especially when your show is about real people. Let's look at some of the rotten reviews from all of these professionals. The AV Club, quote, "Were it not for the evidence of a shared history on display, the adults playing kids and Annie may as well be strangers. And that lets some of the air out of Encore's intriguing setup." So this person's reviewing strictly episode 1. which is a 23-year reunion. So if all you have are 40-year-olds, you're going to have a, you know, you're going to have an older-looking cast. Idiot. New York Times, quote, "The moments of emotional depth and humanity are rare, though sometimes quite touching. And the moments of cringing and overproduction are plentiful." Is he talking about the overproduction of the musicals or the overproduction of the actual show? And the moments of cringing. What are you cringing about? People that haven't sang in 20 plus years, giving it another go? Ugh. Emotional depth and humanity are rare. See, I find that to be completely false. Anyway. Washington Post, quote, "It's a sweet idea in theory until it's actually happening. And then it just seems creepy." Okay. I take my daughter to the theater at least twice a year. Okay. And we usually see local, lower-budget productions. But still talent, right? Still amazing talent. And when, you know, my son gets a little older, I'll do the same kind of thing with him. But what? How can you say that about people that truly give so much heart, so much of their time and effort into something and just call it creepy? That bothers me. Screen Rant, quote, "Ultimately, the problem with Encore is one of time and the limitations of a one-hour show happening upon more real-life drama than was expected. The series needed to have spent more time with the classmates to better address their shared histories." The show's not called Old Theater Kids. The show is called Encore. So the whole point is to recreate something. It's not to really truly delve into each one of these individuals' personal lives over the past 12 to 23, 30 years. It's about, do they still have it? Where did they end up? That's what it's about. It's about seeing them when they're 17, and then seeing them, you know, it varies, 21, 28, 12 years later, doing what they did then, how much has changed? A lot of them have, a lot of the individuals, physically, mentally, professionally, have changed quite a bit. And really it's about seeing how people change. It's not about knowing every single thing they've went through. Because we don't get to know them well enough to care. So obviously these people are just nosy people. That's what it is. Here is a negative audience review. A rotten one, if you will. Quote, "This show is pure wish fulfillment, which is 100% in line with Disney's brand, but did not land well with me. It's a show about theater nerds getting to relive the good old days." Theater nerds. The only people that should use the term theater nerds are people who were in theater. Because when you say it, it just comes off as offensive. Okay? Quit being offensive. Jeez. That's a huge trigger for me. Theater nerds. Let's read a positive review just to get out of this segment here. I'm not going to read that one. Okay. RogerEbert.com, quote, A well-made, clever show that becomes more about how we change, oh, look at that, and how much we don't as we go from high school to adulthood. Yeah, the immaturity of some of these people is amazing to me, but I was really, really, really overly mature in middle school, so but I understand that. Like, when I'm, you know, what episode was it? It wasn't Sound of Music, it was the one before that. But some of these people really just very, very immature. It was Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, because that was a 12-year after. So they're not as old. One good thing, I looked way younger than these people. And they're seven, eight years younger than me. That makes me feel good. I did like that portion of the episode. But anyway, it's a very fun show. I mean, if you can't have fun, and if you don't enjoy musicals, this isn't the show for you. But if you like having fun, and you don't mind singing along every now and then, watch it. I think Disney Plus has a lot of options in the pipeline, and I hope they keep doing this show, as long as they can keep, you know, everybody on board, which is, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do anymore, because we're in a very quick-moving world when it comes to production time and new ideas, stealing ideas from other countries. Mass Singer! And just, you know, something new every time. Looking for a huge hit as opposed to a good show. I think this has a lot of potential. I mean, it's very unique too. And best of luck. Best of luck in the future. I'm looking forward to, future episodes. I think they're slated for 10. But as of right now, so we had Annie, Beauty and the Beast, Sound of Music, Grease, Annie Get Your Gun, and Oklahoma. Disney Plus has a trial. So just, you know, when you get your trial started, I know you're going to go straight for The Mandalorian, but we'll talk about that another day. But fine, watch Mandalorian first. That's fine. But maybe watch Encore second. Because I think you might actually enjoy it. It's answer time, kids! Question one, what state was Kristen Bell born in? That would be Michigan. Which I kind of gave you the answer, just so you know. I don't know if you guys are paying attention. But I gave you that answer in the fourth question, when I said it. Question two, Kristen won the lead role in her high school's adaptation of what book? And that would be The Wizard of Oz. And if you know me, you know I did a card game called Reclaim Oz about 5 years ago. Kickstarter. Question three. Kristen left home after high school to study theater in New York, and she attended the Tisch School of Arts at New York University. She left school early in order to take a role in the Broadway production of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. So she only was there in 1998 to 2001. Question four. Kristen once broke both of her wrists playing what sport? And then I made a hint that she was born in Canada, Michigan. So the answer is hockey. Kristen is a hockey fan, and she has been noted as being very passionate about the Detroit Red Wings. Question five. Kristen Bell, has she won the PETA's World Sexiest Vegetarian? It is true. She actually won in both 2006 and 2007. She's a big veggie gal, you know? Big veggie gal. Question six. If you don't know this, I mean, you might want to find a different show to listen to besides mine. Because my audience would know the answer to this question. Breakout role was a teenage detective in the title role of what popular UPN show? And that would be Veronica Mars. Veronica Mars ran for 3 seasons before being canceled. It gained such a cult following that they kickstarted a movie. It was actually a few months prior to my first Kickstarter, ironically. But now I've, you know, done 10, I think. But anyway, and they brought the show back for Hulu this year. It was okay. It was okay. Not as good as the original. Question 7. Kristen moved from teenage detective to girl with special abilities. What show on NBC did she play a character that could generate and manipulate electricity? And the answer is Heroes. Kristen joined the cast of Heroes in 2007, which was season 2. I mean, that's about it. Heroes was Heroes. I liked Heroes. I unliked Heroes. Question 8. Let's see. 2008 romantic comedy by Judd Apatow. What movie did she play the title role? And, forgetting Sarah Marshall. She actually played Sarah Marshall. But as far as screen time, I mean, she wasn't in it that much, really. I mean, but, whatever. Question 9. Kristen has done several voiceovers, including the narrator on a popular CW show, a teen show. Which show was that she acted as the show's narrator? And the answer is Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl. And finally, question 10 for all of our Liquid Gamer listeners out there who still listen to me on this show, which I appreciate. She did voiceover work on a popular video game series where she plays a genetic memory who helps the main protagonist, and the answer is Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed. Well, thank you for listening. I hope to talk to you next week. I will be going out of the country, but, you know, there's no new episodes after this one. I guess I'm gone. I guess something happened. I don't know. Well, on that note, hopefully I'll see you next week.
'Cast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.